walk around town these days, and you're just about as likely to see someone sporting a Pirates t-shirt as you are someone in Steelers garb. Much of the Buccos team gear has been purchased this season, as the Pirates won more games than they lost for the first time in 21 years, and at the same time won back the hearts of fans that can't remember the last time they had a reason to cheer on the home team in September. There are no statistics yet on merchandise sales, but ticket sales for the Pirates this year hit $2.2 million. That's a nearly 40% increase from 2009. And Pittsburgh Transportation Group President Jamie Campolongo has noticed.
For years, we kind of ignored the Pirates because we ignored the Pirates. They didn't impact our business much. And now with the success that they're having, I mean, we've had to begin to plan for Pirate games. So it's really been a boon.
Campolongo says they make sure they have every cab on the streets on nights when the Pirates are in town. And the charter side of the business, including trips to and from the airport, has doubled. It's no surprise to the Pirates that the airport traffic has increased. The team says 19% of ticket sales this year has gone to addresses more than 100 miles from the Golden Triangle. That's kept the city's hotels hopping, especially the Residence Inn on the North Shore, where Connie Breen is the manager.
Definitely, we've seen an increase. We're selling more rooms on nights during the week where we may not have typically sold as many rooms in the past.
For most home games in the last half of the season, it's been hard to find a room near the park, but those visitors are not just staying on the North Shore in downtown, according to Campolongo.
Surprisingly, it's less stuff back and forth to the North Shore because most people are staying in town and they actually walk that. So we get a lot of activity that's moving about the city, taking people to dinner and taking people to the strip district and moving people around the city up to Mount Washington, things like that. So it's not just kind of back and forth to the game. It's really stimulated stuff intercity out to the waterfront.
There are no official numbers yet from the city on tax collections other than to say revenues are on the rise. Whenever the Steelers or the Penguins begin a playoff run, Visit Pittsburgh offers an economic impact estimate. However, a spokesperson says the organization is unlikely to issue one for the Pirates because it's simply been so long since the Pirates have played in the postseason, no one in the office knows how to calculate the number. Connie Breen, in the meantime, says the dollars only tell half the story.
The fans have been great. We've not, you know, everybody has, you know, happy, wants to have fun, you know, here to see the Pirates. And it's been really good for us.
If the Pirates host the National League wildcard game, it would be held October 2nd. The division series would begin the next day. Tickets for those games can be found online starting at $51. The cab ride is extra. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Mark Neutbar.